This is Illinois Edition. I'm Brian Mackey. Illinois government has been in gridlock for going on 18 months now, and much of the attention is centered on the fight between Governor Bruce Rauner and the Democratic leaders in the General Assembly. But as in any democracy, it's the people who are ultimately in charge. And in Illinois, the people have given politicians sometimes contradictory instructions. Enter John Jackson. He's with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University and is co-author of a paper looking at public opinion in Illinois since 2008. The subtitle is Roots of Gridlock, and the findings challenge some of the things you often hear from politicians in diagnosing the problems in state government. John Jackson, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Brian.
I'd like to begin by setting a baseline. Can you tell me a little bit about what is the Simon poll? How often is it conducted?
We do a statewide poll at least once a year. In one case, 2014, we did two. So it is a total of 10 polls statewide across 9 years.
Well, looking into some of the specific areas, you ask questions about taxation. We had a tax increase, of course, in 2011 that ended up being a temporary tax increase. I think a lot of people thought that would be made permanent. It wasn't. Was this popular with the voters?
No. Tax increases are generally not popular with the public, and this one was no exception. It's no accident that the governor ran against the tax increase and won 101 out of 102 counties, and one of the only public officials in the state that was publicly supporting it in the 2014 governor's election was Governor Quinn, who lost everything but Cook County. So the easiest thing to do was to let it expire. The problem is, of course, experts for many years, starting way back turn of the century in 2000, even before, but certainly from 2000 on, have pointed out that Illinois has what's called a structural deficit. We're supporting more services than we're paying for on a long-term basis, so that means short-term bailout, short-term borrowing, moving funds around, doing things that only last for 1 year, and most importantly, not meeting the pension obligations again and again, year after year, which is fundamental to how we got into this mess.
So if Illinois has a structural deficit and the people, as expressing their public opinion through your polling, say they don't want tax increases, that only leaves a few options, right? Cuts or a mix of revenues, increasing taxes and cuts. Can you talk a little bit about how those questions fare in your polling?
Well, we asked one question, which was, we can meet the obligations by cutting waste and fraud, and that's by far the most popular. Around a majority, slightly over, slightly under each year, think that if we just cut out the fat and the waste, it would all be okay, which anybody that knows anything about state government knows that that's not even remotely feasible to find that much money, but people firmly believe that, partially because they've been told again and again that that's the case.
I remember back in 2012, then-Governor Pat Quinn suggested closing 14 major state facilities, dozens of smaller offices around Illinois. The big ones were prisons, mental health centers, developmental centers. This was arguably the fiscally conservative thing to do, and as you might expect, the local legislators who had those facilities in their districts, though, were not happy about that. And then State Senator Jeff Schoenberg said something to me. He was talking about downstate Republicans in a partisan fashion, but I think your polling shows that this applies to many people in Illinois. He said,
they talk a good game about being fiscally conservative, but when it comes to closing a public facility that's underutilized or not cost efficient, they're like New Deal Democrats.
So I wonder, is that right? Are Illinois voters, do they want taxes like their George W. Bush Republicans, but state services like their Franklin D. Roosevelt Democrats?
Well, that's exactly the problem. We in Southern Illinois, for example, love our prisons. We love our prison work camps. And if you close Tam's Prison, as Pat Quinn did in Alexander County, which was one of only four counties he carried originally in the first go-round, you become a pariah. And if you close a work camp, as he did in Murfreesboro, and now the current governor wants to do one over in Hardin County, people rise up in indignation, and state legislators from both parties roundly condemn the loss of the prison and particularly the loss of those state jobs. But they don't make the next connection, which is, so where are we going to get the revenue? Because that's never the attached argument.
Can you blame the voters, though, based on what you said that they've been told by we know that politicians say we need to cut waste, fraud, and abuse from government, and we need to keep our taxes low because businesses are fleeing Illinois.
It's not like you can absolve the people, though. There's plenty of information out there, and sometimes the media do a very good job of pointing out that there are going to be real problems, and particularly some of those think tanks that we cited in the paper, one left of center and one right of center in Chicago. Both of them have said consistently what I've been saying, that is, we have structural deficit. If you take off the $5 billion increment that was produced by the revenue from the income tax increase, you're going to have a bigger structural deficit, and you're going to have a $5 billion hole immediately. So a number of people pointed that out. I don't think the media fixed on it nearly as much as they should have. I certainly don't think the candidates admitted that, but nevertheless, it's not a big secret.
John Jackson is with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University. His latest paper in the Simon Review series is The Climate of Opinion in Illinois, 2008 to 2016, Roots of Gridlock. I'm Brian Mackey.